Okay, let's start again from Shas. 12 lines, 10 lines down from the wide lines. Mishorabu haraitz chanin. When there was an abundance of murderers. That's what the Mishnah said. There was no Maragla Rufa, Dr. Gemara, Tanar Abbanim, we learned in a Braisa. Mishorabu haraitz chanin. When there was an abundance in murderers. Bavla Egla Rufo was nullified Lafi.
Murderers or murderers?
Murderers. Yeah, but in the vernacular we say Reitzchim as the plural for murderers. I mean, the svara behind it is that everyone knows about it, according to Rashi. So presumably, it's more murderers. But la egla rufa, the egla rufa was nullified, was not brought. The fisheina ba ella la sofik, because egla rufa comes because of a doubt. Who is the murderer? And mishirabu haratzchanu begaloi. And okay, that therefore there's no more egla rufa because we know who it is. And Misha Rabbah Haretzchanu Begaloi, and there's another brisa that says that when there was more Eglar, that there was more murderers in public, even Bavla Eglar Rufa, there was no more Eglar Rufa, and again, as Rashi says, because someone knows who the murderer was. We said last time that the Ramban quotes the Mar Nevuchim, who says that the reason for Eglar Rufa is to create awareness, to get people talking, and thereby be able to bring the murderer to justice. And when there was no more Misas Bezdin, so there was no reason to do it, because you can't do anything with information to gather anyways. Something odd. It's not the standard way. Mishirabu hanoyafin. The Mishnah said that when there were more people promiscuous, acting in promiscuous behavior, so there was no more, the neisayt didn't work anymore. Zakti Gemara, Tan Rabbanu, we learned in a braisa. V'niko ha'ishmei avon. And a man will be clean from sin. And Chazal Darshim Bizman Sheha Ish Minuka Me Avon, when the man, the husband, is clean from sin of Arayas, Hamayim Bait Kin Asishta, the waters check his wife. Ein Ha Ish Minuka Me Avon, if the man is not clean from sin, Ein Hamayim Bait Kin Asishta, the waters do not check his wife. The Raisa continues, it says, Va'aymer, and it says in the Pasuk, and Hashay Allah Efkad Al B'nai Seichem, I will not punish, I will not remember and punish your because of your daughters. Kisses Nena, because they were being Mizana. So the Gemara asks, why did the Braisa feel the need to bring two different Pesukim for the same idea? My Va'oimer, what is the Pshat? Va'oimer, and it also says, why is that important? Answers the Gemara, because V'chitim, if you're going to say the first Pasuk of V'nika Ha'ishmei Avon, that the husband is clean from sin. You're going to tell me, Avon the day in. His Avera, the husband's Avera, yes. That will prevent the waters from working. Dibnei udibante loi. But the Averas of the sons and daughters of this man will not prevent the waters from working. Says the Braisa, Tashma, come and hear another Pasuk. Loi efkad al b'nei seichem, kisiz neno v'al kalei seichem, kisim ha'afna. I will not remember because of your daughters, that they are being mizana, and because of your daughters-in-law, that they are being mina'ev, same idea as nus, that it's not only if the husband is acting out that the waters will work, even if the husband's children are acting out, that they only got that from him, and or he's looking away, he's not being moicha, whatever that means, so therefore the waters will not work.
For the wife.
For the wife. Right.
Wait, so why would he pursue him?
The first pasuk tells us that the husband is involved in arayas protecting the yamim. If the husband is involved in arayas, then the waters will work. And the pasuk in Hashem tells us that he's in his children. Yeah.
Is the reality of the Sanhedrin is though said this is the time we're in?
It's a drasha. It's a yes. Yes.
As opposed to like they're not gonna like, I don't know if the waters are working. They don't know that. They have to make a decision. This is the reality, it's not gonna work, we're stopping.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean that it never was given to her without working. As we'll see in the Gemara, the Hemshech, like we saw last time, the waters stopped working, and people were confused. But this is a drasha that was used, as the Mishnah said, by Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, to stop giving the water in time. Because says the Gemara, V'chitema, if you're going to say, Avon Eishes Ish, in, the Avera of Eishes Ish, yes. Meaning that will prevent the waters from working, but avin de pnuya, but the avera of the husband or the children of mezana with the pnuya, which is a woman who's not married, loy, that would not prevent the waters from checking. Says the Gemara, Toshma, the come in here, the continuation of the pasuk, which the Brisa doesn't even bring down, kihem, because then they im hazoynes yiparedu veim hakadeshes yizabechu. They will be around the Zionists and sacrifice with the Kadesha. A Kadesha is a woman that is designated for Znus, not necessarily an Eishes Ish. And the Pasuk is implying that even being involved with Kadeshas, a Kadesha, which is a woman who is designated for Znus, but not necessarily an Eishes Ish, that will also prevent the waters from working. Okay? Even the kids, l'chayre, even the kids. L'chayre. Because whatever, yeah.
Yifaredu,
we translate. How did we translate that on Thursday? Who was?
With harlots? He secluded himself.
He secluded himself.
We're obviously talking about Yidden, not society in general. We're talking about Jewish society.
Who?
Obviously, we're talking about the...
Yeah, they're the only ones that are drinking the Meisaita.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Aber, Azoivi is Yidolzach. Right, how many times have you heard that from Rabbi Greenblatt? Azoivi is Yidolzach, Crystalzach. Well, the people say, Yaakov used to say that Azoivi is Crystalzach, Yidolzach. The way the world is, that's the way Yidden are. Rabbi Yaakov said, but really, it's more. Azavius Yidelzach, Kristalzach. The way it is by Yidden, if there's a chesaron in something, the world it gets amplified in the world. Even a mashu by us.
So,
yes, yes. I mean, well, the Nevi'im were not in Bayashim.
Right.
They were prophesizing about what. That was a drush that Yechim and Zach was using.
Right.
Yeah. So says the Gemara, my, what is the pshat in the continuation of the pasuk? Quote, Va'am lo yovin. And the nation which did not understand, yilovet, will stumble. End quote. What's the pshat on this pasuk? Va'am la yovin yilovet, and the nation that is confused and does not understand will stumble. And says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar said, Amar lahem Navi li Yisrael. The Navi said to Klal Yisrael, you are confused. Why are you confused? Like Binyamin said, you're confused because the water is not working, and we know that something did happen. Why isn't the water working? So the Navi said to Yisrael, if you are careful about yourselves, from the Isser Arayas, Mayim Vayit Kineshay Seichem, the waters will check your wives. But if not, the waters will not check your wives. So therefore, end your confusion, because the reason why it's not working is because of you. It's not that the waters don't work, it's that you are not either. However you want to understand it, the bottom line is the water is not working, as the Navi said. If you're clean from Averis, it will work. If not, it's not going to work.
Is that a parish?
That's the last words of the pasuk.
Right. So it's the pasuk.
The Gemara is asking.
We already understood. Right?
The Gemara is explaining that the pasuk is saying that because of your Isser arise, that's being proliferated throughout Klal Yisrael, the people will stumble, the people of Klal Yisrael will stumble because they're not going to understand why are the waters not working. We know that this person was Mizah. Husband knows, whatever it is. Yeah. Yeah. In other words, basically in the time period before they abolish it, there's a time period where it's supposed to work, it is working, but nothing's happening to the woman, and it's because the husband or the children are actually just not up to it. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. When there was an abundance of pleasure seekers, basically people who were looking for shortcuts, and just talking about Talmidei Chachamim, who just dayanim that didn't have the zitzflesh to zitzflesh.
That means
to sit and do what's right.
To sit and do what's right. That's right. Zitzflesh means flesh. You know. Well, yeah. Means to be able to sit. Zitz is sitting, flesh is meat. It's flesh. Okay? This Absu Hadinin. That's it, right. This, it seems like it's more than just, you know, this is like. I think there's more than that. America, yeah, society. But I think it's. Have you ever had a conversation with a foodie?
Yeah, foodie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Foodies comes in all shapes and sizes. Okay? But there is a no, that's this flesh.
Okay.
You can have an abundance of this flesh if you're a foodie, but the point is it's like an infatuation, so to speak, with Hano. Everything is like, you become, it's not just something you ingest or something you experience. It's something that overtakes the person. Okay? That's what a foodie is. To talk about how it cut exactly. Enjoy the meat, because don't hate. But to how it cut, and I did this, and I did that, and I did this. Whatever. I enjoy food, but I'm not a foodie. And eat the food, because don't hate. I think that's But that, if you're doing it for a parnasa, then fine.
If you, people go overboard on a lot of different kinds of.
I think that's what we're talking about. I think that's what we're talking. They are addicted to pleasure. Right. This avsu adinim. So the halachas were crooked. V'niskalkul hamaisim, and the actions became ruined because the halachas that the rabbanim, the dayanim are giving are inappropriate. They're saying that this person owes this person money, this person is the right, this thing is usur, this thing is mutter. They're not really giving everything the attention that it needs. V'ein noyach ba'olam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not find favor in this world because things are not being done as they should be. Yeah, grace, whatever. It's nachas ruach. What's a nachas ruach? It's like a good feeling. It's, you can't. Yeah. That's fine. Misharabu roi panim. When there was an abundance of people who were roi panim badin, they would accept flattery. Botel loisaguru. There was it stopped fulfillment of the pasuk. Quote loisaguru. The end of the pasuk is bipneish. Do not be afraid of another person. End quote. Uposak, and there was it stopped. Quote loisakiru. Do not recognize or do not give preferential treatment to.
Just make me think of the Midas pirates.
The Midas pirates. That's right. Uparku oil shamayim, and the yoke of heaven was thrown off. And it was put on them the yoke of human beings, meaning they started leaving that which is Malchus Shamayim, which is a Din Torah, the way the Torah passes, and they went to the court systems. Leisakiru means you should not recognize, meaning it's talking about you shouldn't, recuse yourself because someone's wealthy, you don't want to come out against him, or whatever it is, different things like that.
Is it support? Because the judges were not enforcing those tzukim, as a result, the people then ended up going to second.
It was...
Because...
What do you mean?
But, I mean, it starts out by saying the judges did something wrong, right? As a result, part of that, they threw off the whole shaman and utilized the secular court.
Misharabu, hold on a second. Misharabu roi panim badin.
Is that judges? Judges succumb to flattery?
I think it's flattery. It's both directions. It's a two-way street. In other words, the judges were partial to flattery, and the litigants therefore used flattery to sway the court. Bato lai saguru, so that which the Torah said to the dayan, like saguru ikneish, should not be afraid of anyone. That was bottle, because basically it's like an automatic thing that you are partial, okay? Because you're open to the flattery, whatever is being offered to you. Plus, like sekiru, and therefore, I mean, you want to know if therefore they went to.
Is that the pashas of what we're saying here? And then it says that, who threw off the old shemayim? I guess both. You're saying both the judge and the litigants. And ended up going to the under the whole bus of God. I was trying to figure out what the cause of this.
Is Venochnu or the Kiblu al Atma? Meaning, is Hashem putting it on them? Because now but the Dinim don't have the power to enforce it.
The Torah system, so they're familiar with the Kafanim.
Maybe. Which I was reading recently a book about Benny Fischhoff. Did anyone know who Benny Fischhoff was?
I know that. Was it
Avi Fischhoff? Yes. Yeah. She read the book?
Because she's really an Avi Fischhoff.
Yeah.
She read the book last
time. Yes, well, I read the book. We bought it by accident, but I'm glad we bought it. Whatever. That's right. There's some fantastic things in there. If you read it, it's good to read. One thing he writes in there, it was something that bothered him. Why do people erlecha yidin, why is it so difficult for them to go to a din Torah? Why do they go to the courts? What's the nisayim? It's like, Pasha, like, go to a din Torah. We have a Torah. Let's see what the Torah says. Go to the dayanim. And he has, basically, he brings down a ksav sefer who explains based on the whole thing, but the idea is, Torah is something which is lamala me'ateva. It's something that we can't put our finger on. The court system, even if sometimes it doesn't make sense, maybe, the general idea is, it's something that's a rational thing. It's something that you could see the law and, figure out all the things. It's something which is rational, makes sense to us. And it's hard for a person to be mevatel himself to such a degree to say I'm being giving it to Shamayim? No, I'm going to go to Basar V'dam. That's the Nisayim. That's what the Ksav Sefer explains over there. But Akapodim, you see that it was an Oynish, was a terrible result, and lost being able to give it. I had a Pesha, is it okay if I'm on the soapbox for one more second?
Yeah.
Now, my uncle, Reb Shalom Kamenetsky, that every time you daven, you should come out with some kind of ha'ara. Something, when a person really focuses on their davening, a word, nothing major, but the one more, can say.
That's the same thing as loyalty, because you're judging yourself by not having yourself in your judgment.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Try it, listen. But here's one thing that just came, I don't know if it's true, but Hashiva Shevtenu Kivar Bishayna. Give us the judges like it was in the beginning. That's on a pasuk in Yeshaya. And through that, it'll remove from us yogoin va'anoch. What's anocha? A groan. That's what it says. What's a groan? A groan is a disappointment. It's something that is not really a rational. It's not based on a fact. It's just difficult dealing with something. When the Shaftenu Kivarishoino, everything is glut. We may lose, but it's glut. We know it's the Torah, and that's it. As long as it's Basav Adam, so when there's a losing, there's an anocha that comes with it because maybe it's wrong. Right, right. So there's an anocha, there's a groan that comes with it that maybe right or wrong, but the bottom line is that however it is, it's not glat kivarishayna. I think that's the idea over here. Ol Shamayim versus Basav Adam, and that's the. Anyway, okay. Fine, back to it. When there was an abundance of people who would whisper, whether that's lawyers or that's people that advise how to hide. No, it's whispering to the judges and try to pull them one way or the other, or whispering to the litigants, telling them how to hide different evidence or whatever it is, taxes. Yeah. But then, so Rabba Charon Af Yisrael, there was an abundance of Charon Af in Klal Yisrael because the pasuk says in Shmais, or Sefer Shmais, that because of not dealing properly in business, is a Charon Af that comes in the world. Anger from Hashem. Benistalka Hashchina, and the Shechina leaves. Mishum Shenam, but it says in the pasuk, "Bekerav Elikim Yishbait." It's with a closeness to Hashem, or amongst the Dayanim, Hashem finds himself, as the Gemara in Brachas discusses. And when Beis Din is paskening, Hashem is there with them. So, since things are not being done properly, the Shechina leads Klal Yisrael. Because when they're paskening, when Beis Din is paskening, based on the Torah and properly, so the Shechina is there. If they're not, if it's crooked and things are being mishandled and corrupt, so then the Shechina is not there. Okay. Again, we're going to go through a bunch of these Mishir Rabus, and we're going to go pretty quickly. Okay? Because, again, there's a lot of this is almost like an Agadato. Mishir Rabu Achare Bitzam. I'm sorry, Mishir Rabu, when there was an abundance of, quote, Achare Bitzam, for their gain, achare bitzam, for betza, as the Lashon of Yehuda said, ma betza, the gain, what will we gain? Achare bitzam, for their gain, libam haylech, their heart goes, meaning, those, that when there was an abundance of people, who were, their heart was going, solely for their gain, meaning that's all they saw, they were looking, similar to the people who were looking for, chasing gain,
for themselves,
right, selfishness. Rabu ha'omrim, there was an abundance of those who would say lo ra toiv v'la toiv ra. The pasuk says that there were people that would say what's good is bad and what's bad is good, meaning. Basically, when someone is in it only for themselves, they can see something that's bad and say, it's good for me, right? Talk about insider trading. When someone knows there's a war going to break out, so they make a lot of money. I don't know exactly whatever how it works. The bottom line is, right, they'll say, oh, this is bad that happened, when really it's very good for people. Or they'll say, this is good, when really it's bad, okay? Because they're all in it for themselves. And continues the Gemara, Misharabu, when there was an abundance of Ha'omrim l'ra toiv v'la toiv ra, when there was an abundance of people who would say about something bad that it's good and something that's good that it's bad, and they didn't listen to the Navi who was telling them this, Rabu hoi hoi ba'olam. There was an abundance of woe. Hoi means woe. Hoi, all the woes that are written in the Navi Yeshaya, meaning the Teichacha came to fruition. Okay? Misharabu. Okay, that's the first thing. Those who would go, there were too many people that were looking after their own gain, so they started saying about this is good, that's bad, that's good. And when that became an abundance, that led to all the hoys, all the woes. Says the Gemara, Vayter Misharabu Moshchei Haroik. When there came an abundance of people who spit, had spitting contests. Moshchei means to draw it. They would take their spit and they would draw it out. Or, I mean, it's referring to they would hold it in their mouth for a while, and then they would eject it. Okay, far away. Ravu hayehirim. That was like a sign, so to speak, that there was an abundance of bale gaiva, of arrogant people. V'nismatu al talmidim. And the number of talmidim became decreased. Because when a person's a bale gaiva, he says, I don't need to have a rebbe to be mishamish. I don't need a chazer. I know it already. V'hatorah chayzeres alayim deho. And the Torah chayzeres, it seeks out alayim deho for those to learn it. Meaning, the Torah is something that's supposed to be sought after by us. But when there was these people who were spitting like that, so there were so many balei gaiva and arrogant people, and there were fewer talmidim, so the Torah itself, so to speak, was chayzeres, was seeking al lindeho for those to learn it.
Is this in the used to be Doros list here? Like, this is what happened? Is
maybe. Could be. I don't know if it's a timeline. I don't know. Could be.
Because they were going worse.
Yes, indeed. It's going to get worse. The Misharabu Hayihirim, when there was an abundance of balei gaiva, arrogant people, you are wrong. There's an abundance of arrogant people. Hischilu b'nais Yisrael lehinasi lehirim. There was the b'nais Yisrael started marrying arrogant people because there's no other option. Hischilu, they started.
They started what?
Hischilu b'nais Yisrael. The b'nais Yisrael started lehinasi to marry lehirim to the arrogant people. Because you don't really have, right? She'ein d'ayreinu roya el l'ponim. Because our generation only sees the outside. And that also played into the part that the girls were marrying these arrogant people because they gave off an impression of being top guy in brisk, whatever it is. Right, the top.
2,000 years ago, right?
This is a long time ago. Yeah, can you imagine?
The generation's perception of itself is as low,
right? Yes. Well, in other words, we're saying she'ein darbeinu roya el l'ponin, that since unfortunately, the men would present themselves with the swagger, and with the presence of a. Arrogance, full of hot air. So the women ended up marrying them because the generation became a generation that saw chitzonius and saw the exterior, that which was presented, and they ended up marrying them. And then, basically, what they were what we call them Yiddish done for. No, they were done for. It's one word though. When it's one word, it's Yiddish. Practi Gemara, Amy, is it so? Is it so that arrogance brings shiduchim? V'ha'omar mar, but Mar said, "Hai man dimi yaher." This person who is an arrogant person, afilu a inchi beise loy mekabel. Even his wife, inchi beise means the people of his house, specifically referring to his wife. So Zvrekti Gemara, you're telling me that because they were arrogant, they presented themselves well, and the girls were swept off their feet. Frakti Gemara v'ha'omar mar, but Mar said, "Hai man demiyaher." This person who is arrogant, afilu a'inchi beise, even on the people of his home, his wife loy mikabel, will not be accepted. Meaning, she'll see right through him. Shenamer, as it says in the pasuk, "Gever yahir v'lo yinve." Gever yahir v'lo yinve. Gever is a man. Keber Yohir, a man will be Yohir, will be arrogant. Veloi Yinve. Okay, this is in Habakkuk. No, this is above. Yinve, it's like Neve Beis, they're referring to the person's wife. It's like the Habakkuk, what is this? Habakkuk Beis. The man of wine also acts treacherously. He is an arrogant man and does not stay at home. Layinve, Geber Yoher v'layinve. He will not stay at home. Meaning, basically, he'll be right. Sent packing. So, frak the Gemara. In other words, what does that mean? Says the Gemara. Layinve. Says the Gemara. What does it mean? Layinve. He will not stay at home. He will not have a home. Afilu banove shaloi. Even in nove is like a home. Even in his home, he will not have a place because his arrogance will be off the roof.
So, being swayed will be bamboozled into marrying these guys, and then she's going to really figure out who he is. And
no, we're asking Akasha. We're asking Akasha. Aini, is it so? The Gemara asked Akasha. Aini, is it so that they're going to be swept off their feet because of the arrogance? But Mar said, high minded be Yahir, this person who's about guy and arrogant. Afilo Ainchi Beisei, even on the people of his home, his wife, Loi Mikabel, he will not be accepted. Shenamar, as it says in the Pasuk, where do we see that an arrogant person is not accepted even by his wife? Shenamar, as it says in the Pasuk, in Chabakuk Gever Yahir, an arrogant person, Velo Yinve, will not have a home, basically. And we darshan Lo Yinve, he will not stay at home. Afilu Banove Shaloi. Even Nove is a home. Afilu banove shaloi. Even in his own home, he's not going to have a place because his arrogance is something that can't fool anyone. So how?
But they're married. She already married.
What do you mean? And that's why. And for the Gemara, Meikara in the beginning kaftale, they'll jump at him, and l'soi. But in the end, mitzilalaihu. He becomes disgusting to her.
Like
they become, like what? Yeah.
Like yeah. Initially she was fooled.
That's right.
And then he becomes lonely in his own home. Now he's not going to keep out the house.
No, he doesn't even have a home. No, he doesn't. Oh, I don't know. I mean, they're translating as he doesn't have a home. Does not stay at home, meaning he loses the home, which is the bias, which is the Isha. Even in his home.
Even in his home. He's not homeless, but even in his own home, he doesn't
have a place because he's out. Whatever. Yeah.
He's in the doghouse.
The problem, that's not the problem. Put it out there. I'm in a soapboxy mood. That's not the problem of this door.
Ours.
The problem of our door is Berenstain Bears. What's the problem with Berenstain Bears? Huh? No, I grew up with Berenstain Bears. My wife doesn't let him in the house. Not because it's a Goyish book.
Because honor is not
respected. Exactly.
Oh, really?
Right. Berenstain Bears and all the other, I don't know what other.
We're going to get to that part, though. But the
Supercross. Yeah, this is
from the. Over here is similar. Sorry.
Yeah. 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 Oh, that's for sure. For sure. And the best example we used to have is across the street. Facade. You remember what was across the street? The pasta house. It looked so gorgeous on the outside when you looked. The back was the same thing as our building. Same height, same everything. It was just the facade on the outside. That was the point. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Misharobu Matile. Well, okay, we'll hold it here. Hold it here, I'm doing a favor. I will say, I want to ask you a question. I'm going to end